Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, of course, for online shoppers, and online shopping, of course, has been a big thing over the last 9 months, particularly with people, obviously, with the retail sector being closed quite a lot. And since Brexit came into effect on the 1st of January, new rules have now been implemented that will see VAT and excise duty being applied to many transactions for Irish shoppers, unless, of course, you're shopping online in Ireland and the goods originate in Ireland. Just to get all the to's and fro's and to find out exactly what you're entitled to, what you're not entitled to, and how much you'll be charged, I decided to get a bit more information. And Gráinne Griffin is the Director of Communications and Competition of the Consumer Protection Commission. And she joins me on the air. There's a lot of C's in there. Sorry, Gráinne. I do apologise. Gráinne, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Gráinne, it's a bit complicated for the average Joe on the street, say like me, who buys a little bit of, you know, stuff on Amazon, probably more so now than ever, and we're buying online, or girls buying fashion goods from the UK, from those kind of UK outlets. I mean, how are they going to be affected now by Brexit?
Well, the first thing you need to know is that Brexit does mean changes for consumers who shop online for the UK, and that is an awful lot of us. It takes place in two kind of main areas, and the first is your consumer rights, and then the second is taxes and charges. So the first thing you need to do really is find out, are you shopping from the UK? And that might come as a bit of a surprise to some people, but a website can end in .ie, it can have its prices in euros, and it can even have a little Irish flag at the top of the screen, but that doesn't mean that it's not based in the UK. So to start off with, go into the terms and conditions and look for a physical address. And if that company is based in the UK, you need to be thinking Brexit and you need to be alert for change.
So in other words, once the goods are coming over the water, essentially, you need to question where the goods are coming from. Now, it may say UK, like say Amazon.co.uk, right? So you're thinking, okay, the goods are UK. If the goods are sourced in the UK, I believe this is the complication, well, then you're all right. So if it's a cardigan from Cornwall and it's made in Cornwall, well, then you're reasonably all right. But if the goods are sourced outside the UK, like most 70% of goods come from Asia, you know, like your electronic goods, your Nike runners or whatever it happens to be, then you're in a spot of hot water, aren't you?
Well, the starting point for most consumers in terms of all of this is, how well is this website set up for Brexit? And so a lot of the big retailers have been working towards this deadline for years now, and they have put in place processes to mean to take care of it all for consumers. So any extra taxes and charges that are due are included in your shopping basket when you go to pay, and you really don't need to worry about it. And a lot of those retailers have actually already reached out to consumers. They've maybe sent their regular customers emails, or they've information on their website that says quite plainly what they're doing about Brexit. It's the companies that don't have that information readily available that you really need to be aware of. And so the country of origin piece does come into it when you get to tariffs, but that's at a later point. I mean, really, to start off with in taxes and charges, you need to know that if something is coming in over €22, there's a possibility.
Okay,
that
so let's start. That's the cutoff point. So anything under €22, you don't need to worry too much about it. Everything will be fine.
No, that's €22, including shipping. So if
where do they get the figure from €22? That's an odd figure, isn't it? Where do they get that figure from?
That is all set out on the revenue website. That comes from revenue. That is the tax regulations, and that's set. There's no negotiation around that.
Right. Okay, so even if it's €22.50, you're in trouble. All right, okay. So, and then we have goods valued at more than €150 will also be subject to customs duty. So, in other words, you can import goods just like you can drive down from Northern Ireland with goods in the back of your boot from years ago at £150. But when you go over that, then you're going to start paying excise duty. So, let's have an example here, okay? So, I go on to Amazon.co.uk and I buy a pair of runners, and those runners are €160. Well, how much will I end up paying? Will Amazon charge me at source, or how much will I end up paying at the front door when the DPD man comes to the door?
Well, Amazon's a good example, because Amazon are one of those websites that have actually taken this out of consumers' hands. They calculate it all for you, and they'll give you an estimate there and then at the checkout as to this is what the import duties are going to be on it. And you can make your decision then on, I'm either going to pay it or I'm going to go and look for this product elsewhere on a European site. So you don't need to work it out yourself. But say if you went onto a website that wasn't Amazon, or you went onto a seller on Amazon that isn't actually supplied by Amazon, an independent seller, and you bought a jumper for, say, €50. The VAT charge on that is the same as the VAT charge in Ireland. So at the moment, the standard rate of VAT in Ireland is 21%. So that means you're going to be adding on just over 10 euros to the cost of your jumper. And that'll be collected on your behalf by the delivery agent before they deliver your package.
So the man at the door with the parcel will have his hand out.
Well, it won't actually be the man at the door with his hand out. It's more likely to be an email popping into your inbox to tell you that you've got a bill waiting for you. But it is the courier company or OnPost who have to collect the fees when the package
now,
is delivered.
Here's the thing, Grainne. Will they always collect it? Because there was always a situation where there was excise duty on imported goods outside the EU, right? But everybody kind of ordered stuff anyway, like they were ordering headphones or whatever it was from America or from Asia or whatever, or Wish.ie, whatever those Wish companies are, of which are Asia. And you didn't always get the bill. Sometimes they were just delivered to your door and nothing ever happened. And then the odd time, randomly, you'd get a bill. So are they always going to do it, or will there be lists of people's names and purchases sent to Revenue and you get a bill from Revenue at the end of the year anyway? I mean, how is that going to work out?
The thing you need to know is that all packages are subject to it. So once your package is coming in from the UK, excluding Northern Ireland, taxes and charges can apply once it goes over 22 euros. So if by chance you did happen to get a package, it didn't happen to get checked, you missed out on a bill, it doesn't mean it's going to happen again in the future. All packages that arrive in are subject to the new changes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about if you're ordering, as we in Ireland would order, sometimes we order goods through Northern Ireland using one of these services. What's that one? Hotel? Is that one a hotel?
Parcel Motel.
That's the one. Those kind of services, are they going to be affected as well? They will obviously be hit with this charge as well. Or will you get away with it because you're ordering it, routing it through a third party, so to speak?
Those kind of services where it came in through Northern Ireland, those are days of the past, I'm afraid.
Right.
AddressPal, which is the service that was offered by OnPost, AddressPal is still operating, but AddressPal doesn't come through Northern Ireland, and you will still be liable for any taxes and charges that might apply. And OnPost actually have sent out very detailed information to all their AddressPal customers explaining exactly how that's going to work. So now these taxes and charges do apply. So if you're ordering in from the UK and the company hasn't taken care of it for you, then there is no way to get around it. And it is something that consumers need to be aware of.
And not that I'm discouraging people to break the law to save money, but if you had a mate in Northern Ireland and use a Northern Ireland address, I suppose that would be a different kettle of fish.
The Northern Ireland rules are actually completely different, and there's quite a lot that goes into them as well. So it's not something that we'd be advising as a way to avoid charging.
Yeah, because it is illegal. Can we point it out? All right, but it's just, I suppose, for consumers out there, just to be aware, I suppose the rule is, have a look at the terms and conditions of the website, make sure the goods are being sourced from the UK, that you are buying from the UK, because there is a difference, obviously, if you're buying from the UK or outside the UK as well, because there is different agreements. But generally speaking, on most reputable sites, they will do that for you, and they will give you that choice when you're purchasing the goods at the checkout, so you know how much you're actually paying. And failing that, you will get a letter from your DPD or whoever it is that happens to be delivering it, telling you how much you're going to have to pay in excise duty or VAT on it. So we all should be well aware of what's going on. There's no danger of us getting goods and getting a bill later on. Is that a possibility, just finally?
The bills will always be received before the goods. So all of the courier companies will make sure that they collect the money from you before they deliver your package.
All right.
The main thing is for consumers to be aware. And when you're shopping online, check, is the website based in the UK? And if it is, check to see what information they have on their site to show that they are prepared and that you won't face any taxes and charges at a later point. Consumers should also be aware, though, that there are changes to consumer rights. And so if you have an issue with a UK retailer at a later point in time, it may be more difficult to resolve that now after Brexit.
One question just came in here by text, which is an interesting one. And maybe you may or may not know the answer to this one. Recently bought a car in the UK. I had to pay the VRT when imported into Ireland. Will that change? And will I now have to pay extra VAT bringing a car into Ireland? Or will the rules, the exemption, will there be an exemption in relation to motor vehicles?
VRT and all of that is actually set out really well on new information that's just been published on the Revenue website there before on New Year's Eve, I think it was. So if your caller wants to go on and look on that,
okay. That
goes through all the details of tariffs, VRT and VAT that might apply to car imports.
Okay, so is there, do you know off the top of your head, is there extra, at the moment you only have to pay the VRT, I don't think there's any extra taxes or anything you have to pay.
There are now extra charges that can apply on car imports as a result of Brexit, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, listen, thank you very much. Bad news, I suppose, for consumers, unfortunately. But it's one of those things that came along with Brexit. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Grainne Griffin, Director of Communications and Competition of the Consumer Protection Commission. I appreciate you coming on the air today.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.